Her backyard vegetable, mini farm, felt like miles away from the reality of her all-too-important position within the city of Chicago and City Hall. She habitually put on her gardening gloves, took out her garden tools, and shut off her cell phone every evening after work. The woman had very few activities that she truly enjoyed, and gardening in her backyard was practically her only passion. Her bodyguards and police detail stood outside in front of her red-brick bungalow house in Logan Square. With the recent racial riots, Black Lives Matter marches, and now the rampant looting that has been going on in the Chicago Loop, the former assistant prosecutor felt like her life and her administration was constantly being threatened. At the age of 55, Mayor Janice Kohler had been elected as the mayor of Chicago almost 3 years ago. To say that her mayoral term as the city's new boss has been going anything but smoothly was an understatement. There was infighting in the city council, making it almost impossible to pass a favorable city budget. She was at odds with the Chicago School Board and the Chicago Teachers Union over teachers' demands for pay raises and strike threats. But most of all, the city's murder rates are at their highest that they have been in the last 30 years, despite her platform of cracking down on gang fighting and intercity violence. The dubious title of Murder City USA had been famously passed onto the Windy City.